Reports has a long history in sharing information with people in a way that helps them make decisions. And MHQP has a history of creating and collecting highly reliable and valid information about healthcare, and particularly about physicians and physician practices. So it really is a great partnership in terms of the robustness that MHQP uses to be able to collect this information and the high standards that Consumer Reports sets for the kind of information that they want to report about to their consumers.
What does the data say about the overall quality of physicians in Massachusetts? Is it good news for consumers?
I think it generally is really good news for consumers. The report shows that excellence is possible and high-quality care can be found just about anywhere in the state. There are primary care practices of all shapes and sizes across all the regions of the state that actually earned the highest possible rating across all the areas that we measure. We really are great and getting better all the time. Our newest results that are part of Consumer Reports highlight the very real and important progress that practices are making in every part of the state, as well as some opportunities for continued improvement. Almost all practices are getting better on the basic elements of quality of care that are important to patients. And what most importantly, what we saw with these results is that while the already high-performing practices continue to get better and better, those practices with the most need to improve are actually making the greatest gains. So it really is good news.
Now, what are the factors that contribute to a high ranking for a practice, and what are the things that patients disliked that would cause a low ranking?
Sure. Well, these ratings are collected from 65,000 patients in Massachusetts who told us about their experience with their doctors and their doctor's office. So these patients from across the state have told us things like whether their doctors listen to their concerns and listen to their needs, whether their doctor spends enough time with them, so basic elements of communication between doctors and patients, whether they understand how to take care of their problems after they leave the doctor's office, whether it's easy or hard to get appointments or to have their questions answered over the phone, so some really important questions about access. How hard is it or how easy is it for them to get their lab results or other test results that they might have, and how well their doctors coordinate their care with specialists or other providers that they see. So again, coordination of care and how well their physicians are coordinating care that they may get across the spectrum. And finally, how willing they would be to recommend their doctor to friends and family. So sort of an overall, taking all of these different kinds of questions, you know, how willing would you be to recommend your friends and family.
Now, the rankings you said cover about 500 practices in Massachusetts, and is it geographically diverse? And how many practices are there in total? And was there a factor in size of the practices? Did they have to be a certain number of doctors in order to be counted in the survey?
Right. Really good question. And actually, the survey represents the practices that are in Consumer Reports represent about 80% of primary care practices in the state, adult and pediatric primary care practices. But in order to be included in MHQP survey and therefore in these results, a practice had to have at least three physicians. So these are only looking at these results only look at practices that have at least three physicians. So solo practitioners or very small two-person practices, consumers won't see their doctors in these ratings.
Yeah, your organization has been doing these patient experience surveys since 2006 and making this information public. What, if any, effect would you say has it had on the quality of healthcare in Massachusetts?
I think we've had great effect on the quality of healthcare in Massachusetts. And, you know, while we have reported the data publicly through our website for the last number of years, we also report this data at every cycle back to the physician community. And by virtue of publicly reporting it and reporting back to the physician community, physicians have really started to pay attention to this information, and we are seeing improvement across the board with every cycle of the survey. So I think that physicians are paying attention, and we're seeing great progress. There's certainly always room for improvement, but we're moving in the right direction.
How do the ratings compare with the Consumer Reports typical rankings on things like appliances and cars? I mean, isn't healthcare a little bit harder to objectively quantify unless you base it strictly on outcome?
Right. And that's exactly why Consumer Reports wanted to partner with Massachusetts Health Quality Partners. We have been evaluating the patient's experiences with their care really for the last decade and have built upon research that has been in the field for the last two decades about how to quantitatively and reliably and validly really understand the patient care experience as a fundamental part of quality. And so these are not just anecdotal reports that you might see on a website about patients' satisfaction with a clinician. This is a very robust survey of over 65,000 patients that is analyzed in quite a sophisticated manner to get to these results. And it is, the fact is that patient experience is an outcome in itself. Knowledge is really power, and the more information that we can provide to patients, the better their care experiences will be, the better the partnership they will have with their doctor, the better their care decisions will be, and ultimately, the better their outcomes will be.
So much of the discussion in Massachusetts about healthcare these days centers on the issue of cost. Does cost come up in the rankings on physician practices?
These rankings are not about cost. Cost is certainly really important. These rankings do not talk about cost. But as we really work to transform our healthcare system and improve value, which is really part of cost, it's important to ask patients about what they're experiencing. Patients are really at the center of care, and they usually know best what is and what is not working for them. And we know that patients that have better care experiences are more likely to use their healthcare services wisely and more likely to follow through with medical advice and treatment plans from their doctor's office to improve their health.
And the Consumer Reports magazine report on physician practices in Massachusetts is available when?
It is available on newsstands beginning today, and if you're a subscriber, it should be in your mailbox today or tomorrow. And you can also go to MHQP's website at mhqp.org to get a full download of the report and to be able to have an interactive ability to look at your physician practice.